2. Back left corner of the library, underneath the study desks. You have to be willing to sit on the floor, but that's a small price to pay for the perfect instead-of-class hangout. Zero student traffic, lots of leg room, and complete invisibility to the librarian. Excuse me, Alexis? Tragically, it was not invisible to the principal. What class are you cutting this fine fall day, Miss Warren? I stood up out of the library carrel and grabbed my bag. History? But technically, I'm not cutting a class. The corner of Mrs. Ames's mouth twisted up into an almost smile, and she cleared her throat. This was promising. This was, my day hasn't taken a nosedive yet, so this is kind of amusing. Not, I've had it up to here. When you spend as much time around the principal as I do, you get to know her idiosyncrasies. And why does history not qualify as a class? As she spoke, Mrs. Ames adjusted the straw beach hat she'd worn for hat day, day one of the officially most annoying time of the entire school year, homecoming week. The hat clashed horribly with her beige blazer, but I knew way better than to comment. We walked out of the library. As nice as it would be to pretend we were having a pleasant stroll, I knew where we were headed, and I knew what phone number she would be calling when we got there. And I knew what meeting my mother would be pulled out of to talk to her daughter's principal again. And I knew exactly which classroom to report to for Saturday detention. And not the fun 80s movie kind of Saturday detention, the incredibly boring kind that makes you want to stab yourself in the eye with a pencil. At least then you'd get to leave. I sighed. There in the gym, decorating for the banquet. If there was a bright side to this whole thing, it was that I still got to miss decorating the stupid gym for the stupid alumni homecoming banquet. Another detention? Big deal. I hadn't had a free Saturday since August. But Mrs. Ames is no dummy. Ah, she said, and stared right into my eyes. Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we sweep this incident under the rug and get you back to class so you can help out? I shot her a look. She gave me an innocent smile. We started down the hallway that led to the gym. How many times is this now, Alexis? This month? This year. I puffed air out of my mouth to blow the wispy pink hairs away from my face. 12, Alexis, she said. 12 skipped classes, that I know of, not to mention a number of other small incidents. The way she said small incidents was a very clear reminder that some of the incidents weren't small. I personally don't see what's so criminal about giving honest feedback to a student teacher who should clearly quit while she's ahead, or having an anti-fashion show outside the gym during the choir's annual fashion show, but I guess that's just me. Let me tell you, Miss Warren, there's been some pressure to avoid handing out Saturday detentions like lollipops. There's a big trend in the district toward suspension right now. Suspension? I dug my fingernails lightly into the palm of my hand. Somehow, suspension sounded way worse than detention. Detention happens to everybody. Suspension, though, that's for the sociopaths. I wasn't 100% sure I was ready to take that leap. She sighed as we started walking again. You know, I think you have a lot of potential, Alexis. Your test scores are very high, and it's clear that you can do well if you want to. She went off into a lecture about how nobody can make my choices but me. I nodded, but I was only half listening. The word suspension was still buzzing around in my head like an angry bee. We reached the gym. The entire history class was spread out around the gym, working on stupid, meaningless tasks for the stupid, meaningless banquet, and every head turned to look at us. I held my chin high and shot a couple of disdainful looks around. The kids I made eye contact with went back to their work. Mrs. Anderson, who happens to be the dumbest teacher ever, and I'm not just saying that, it's true. It took her 4 tries to pronounce Aborigines, came hustling over. Well, what have we here?